So let's continue this discussion on income inequality and gender roles in America. And I think in an effort to deliberately provoke you all, our web team phrased the question in terms of, if women make more than men, does that mean that men are failed males? Well, you took the bait. You responded.
This is Simone calling from Miami, Florida. I actually make significantly more than my boyfriend, but it definitely is nothing that has affected our relationship. We barely ever talk about money. Usually we'll split things. I'll pay for the movie and he'll pay for dinner, and everything really works out quite well.
So no failed males, but we got some great stories. A listener in Oklahoma City texted us, I was a clinical microbiologist and made about $40,000 a year. Now I'm a personal trainer. I make the same amount of money and work half as much, but I make less than my nurse girlfriend.
This is Sarah from Miami. Definitely, I'm making more than my man right now. Only by $2. But I started a business with my girlfriend, so we're getting up there. We're trying to do our thing. And, you know, there's no limit once you're the boss.
I love Sarah from Miami.
Great. Scott from Detroit texted us, my wife earns more than me as a doctor, but I wouldn't say I've failed as a criminal defense attorney, public defender. Megan from Ferndale, Michigan says, as a woman, I take offense to the terminology failed male.
Me too, Megan.
Why would a man make less than his female peer be a failure? After all, we wouldn't consider a woman a failure for making less than a man. To me, a failure is someone who doesn't try to achieve their dreams. Success and failure have nothing to do with how much money you make.
Amen, sister.
But this is the best one. From Columbia, South Carolina, a text from a listener. I'm 30. Bust my hump every day and earn a good living. If a woman earns as much as me, I say, God bless America. That's great progress. I do not consider it a failure on my part.
That's great.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.